This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Today marks 2 weeks since George Floyd died after an arrest in the U.S. state of Minnesota. Thousands of mourners are expected to gather today in the U.S. city of Houston, where he grew up, for a visitation. His funeral and burial will take place Tuesday, tomorrow. Floyd's death has set off a wave of protest worldwide and ignited a debate about race and justice. The African-American man died after a white police officer held his knee on the handcuffed man's neck during an arrest, causing Floyd to plead with officers he couldn't breathe. It was all captured on cell phone video in Minneapolis. A majority of the city council there says they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance coming just as the state of Minnesota has launched a civil rights investigation after Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in a city park Sunday afternoon, vowing to end the department under the current system. The council president said she and other council members are committed to, quote, ending police as we know it, end quote. Minnesota launched a civil rights investigation of the department last week, and the first concrete changes came Friday when they agreed to ban chokeholds and neck restraints. A more complete remaking of the department is likely to unfold in coming months. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says failed police practices, inequality, and decades worth of anguish have fueled the nationwide protests following the recent deaths of black women and men, including George Floyd. He, along with his wife Michelle, delivered speeches during YouTube's Dear Class of 2020 virtual ceremony. Michelle Obama said the ongoing protests following Floyd's death are a, quote, direct result of decades of unaddressed prejudice and inequality, end quote. This is VOA News. Demonstrators gathered outside U.S. missions in South African cities Monday to condemn the killing of George Floyd. Protesters led by opposition party the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, carried placards saying Black Lives Matter and Black people are not slaves outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria and consulates in Johannesburg and Cape Town. The leader of the ultra-left EFF told a crowd of several hundred protesters outside the embassy it was important for South Africans to stand in solidarity with African Americans. As coronavirus cases continue to mount, the world hit two sad new COVID-19 milestones, surpassing 400,000 deaths and 7 million confirmed infections, according to statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has more than 110,000 deaths and more than 1.9 million infections. Russia announced Monday it would lift a range of anti-coronavirus measures, including a strict lockdown on Moscow, despite still recording thousands of new infections every day. Russia has been moving quickly to ease restrictions, even as it registers nearly 9,000 new coronavirus cases and more than 100 deaths on a daily basis. Officials say the high number is the result of a huge testing campaign, with more than 13 million tests carried out so far. Critics have accused authorities of underreporting deaths and say officials are rushing to lift restrictions for political reasons. President Vladimir Putin has rescheduled a high-profile World War II military parade in Red Square for June 24th and a vote on constitutional reforms for a week later, July 1st. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Monday the country has eliminated transmission of the new coronavirus. Earlier, the country's Director General of Health issued a statement saying New Zealand had no new active COVID-19 cases after the last person being treated for the disease had recovered. She said it had been 17 days since the last new case had been reported and the first time since late February there have been no active cases. Shopping malls, restaurants in India have reopened Monday, and people wearing masks trickled into temples and mosques in an easing of the coronavirus lockdown, despite a record single-day rise in infections. After imposing the lockdown in March, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government under pressure to fully restart the economy and get people back to work. Strict guidelines have been issued for the opening up of public places and offices to prevent a further surge of infection in the world's second most populous country. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.